Thanks, councillors. May the words of our lips and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. Welcome, everybody. We have apologies tonight from Councillor Diprose. Other than that, we're all in attendance. So we'll move straight on with 1.1, the confirmation of the minutes. Can I have somebody move that they be confirmed? Thanks, Councillor Viney. Seconded Councillor Hiscott. Any queries on those minutes? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 2.1 is councillor workshops. So list there. Can I have somebody move that that be received? Thanks, Councillor Van Rooyen. Seconder, please. Thanks, Councillor Beswick. Any queries on those workshops? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 3.1 is Mayor's communication. Nothing extra to report. 3.2 is the Mayor's diary. There's a list there. Can I have somebody move that that report be received, please? Thanks, Councillor Beswick. Seconded Councillor Viney. Any queries on that report? Councillor Fuller.
Thank you, Mayor. Just wondering if you could give us some indication about your discussion with the Premier, the Deputy Premier and the member for Montgomery.
Yes, it was actually something that I'd asked to meet with the CEO of Cradle Coast Authority to discuss the issues that we've been having with TasRail. So it was specifically for that purpose, a one-on-one type meeting with the Premier, which I think went quite well. Whether there's any action forthcoming, I'm not sure. Any other queries? All right, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 3.3 is declarations of interest. Anybody wishing to declare an interest?
Yes, Mayor, 10.8.
Thank you. Councillor Carpenter at 10.8. 4.1 is councillor reports. Councillors who have been appointed by council to committee and other organisations. Thanks, Councillor Overton.
Yes, Mayor, I attended the Ulverston Municipal Band AGM this month, and also last week I attended the Chamber of Commerce meeting with their new incoming committee, and they seem to be a very positive committee this year, and they want to survive and thrive and help all businesses that they can help go through these difficult times. So I think it's going to be a very positive year for them. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Any other reports,
Councillor? Yes, a couple of things with the Slipstream Circus. Just wanted to report that they have a Spring Into Action Circus Fest that'll be happening on the 19th and 20th of September. There's still some details to come with that, so just keep a look at their Facebook page or keep an eye out on social media, and they should have some more information soon. And also the Penguin Surf Club would like to thank the council for their interest in coming to visit them. And also, I just have to read this, they recently won, last night or the night before, won the Surf Life Saving Club of the Year, which is a great congratulations to them, and also one of their members, Nicholas Canals, that was the Surf Life Saver of the Year as well. So just like to make a note to congratulate them.
Excellent. Thank you. Councillor Carpenter.
Thanks, Mayor. On July the 21st, I had a Zoom Caves to Kenya meeting, and it was interesting. I suppose we get back 18 months ago now, since we sort of got some money for a VR, virtual reality promotion thing to go ahead, and we've just, the Caves guys got 8,000 out of West by Northwest also to go into that to help with some seating or screens on the spirits and so forth. Unfortunately, Doug from Push Start Promotions bought his new drone. Took it back to Leven Canyon and put it up in the air, and it never came back to him. So it's sitting up there in the bush somewhere. So we've had to wait. He's had to wait for another one, which I think he's got now to help him finish everything. That was a month or so ago. Most of the businesses are trading okay, especially just the tourism type businesses. The accommodation ones have been doing it fairly tough, and reported that July was okay, but August, I think, would have been the month. The one we're in is probably the month they're going to struggle in. But over the holidays was pretty good, and their business was okay. Got our AGM on the 25th. I think hopefully you guys have had an invite to that. Just another couple of things. There was a couple of questions. One was on, I never thought, Paul, on the stairways down in the Johnson's Beach. I didn't go around for a look, but if you just take note to see what sort of condition they're in and whether they're going to be kept. They're old concrete ones there, I thought. But we'll have to have a look at that. There was a comment made about the exercise equipment at Johnson's Beach and how valuable it is to the community. And I thought that we put some money in the budgets to put some more in, but I don't think we did in the finish when I went back through our plan, did we? So perhaps it's worth noting for next year now, but how much people appreciate that. And there was questions about Pertec Park and Perry Lynn Gardens. So most of the guys in the Caister Canyon group are still really in touch with what's going on in the community and realise it's a community-based business they're in. And the better community we've got, the better off their business is, Mayor. But looking forward to their AGM at the end of the month.
Councillor Fuller.
Thank you, Mayor. Just to update councillors in relation to the Dalvetton Board of Management. So there'll be public advertisements going out in the not too distant future for board positions of Dalvetton. So, and I believe that member councils will be asked to share those advertisements. If any of us are in a position to share that with appropriately skilled people, that would be good. Penguin Miniature Railway, obviously no activity there during the last little while. Obviously COVID would have got in the way anyway, but I'm just wondering whether or not now that some of our just wondering what the capacity might be like for our community development staff to reach out to that committee again. There's been no action there for some little while, and obviously summer is not far away. So wouldn't it be fabulous if we could get the upgrade and get the train running over Christmas this year, complying with COVID, which you can, because you can, you know, leave two or three seats in front of you and behind you, so that's quite possible. So yeah, those members would just ask that that council reach out and recommence those discussions, please.
Any other reports? Thank you. Move on to 5.1, leave of absence, and there are no applications. 6.1 is deputations, no requests. 7.1 is petitions, and we've had a petition from the Penguin Foreshore upgrade. Can I have somebody move that the council note the receipt of the non-compliant petition relating to the Penguin Foreshore upgrade? Thanks, Councillor Van Rooyen. Seconded, Councillor Carpenter. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 8.1 is councillor questions without notice. Councillor Van Rooyen, did you have any? Councillor Beswick?
No, Mayor.
Councillor
Barney? No, Mayor.
Sorry, I was about to say Councillor Diprose, reading off my list. Councillor Overton?
No, Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Fuller?
No, thank you, Mayor.
Councillor Hiscott?
No,
Councillor Carpenter?
No, thanks,
Mayor. None myself. Happy around. 8.2 is councillor questions on notice, and no questions have been received. 9.1 is public question time. We've received two questions to the general manager, and I'd ask general manager to read the questions and the answers to those, please. Yes, please.
Okay, we've had two different people put in questions. So the first one is from Bill Birtwistle from Ulverston. Now, his question is Central Coast Council looking into getting Park Run going in town? This worldwide event is in shutdown at the moment, but hopefully will return soon. We have a lovely town here that is well suited for Park Run. This event is growing worldwide as it suits everybody. I'll be interested in helping to get it going. So the response to Bill, is going to be that the Park Run is community-led participation event, which builds upon a strong volunteer team to deliver each event. The council has previously assisted local groups and enthusiasts investigate and try to establish a Park Run in Alveston. Although the town has an excellent range of waterfront walkways, they do not meet all the criteria necessary for Park Run Australia to accept the proposed course. Issues include that the entire length of the course must avoid driveway and roadway crossings and must have physical barriers from roadway traffic at key locations. The council staff are happy to help any community champion or group to revisit with Park Run Australia the possibility of a course and event in Central Coast. The second public question time, there is actually four questions from Karen Wells from Ulverston. They're all to do with the dog management policy. The first question is, why after receiving 234 submissions from ratepayers opposing changes to the dog policy, did the council pass these changes? The response tonight was, the council considered all submissions it received in relation to the draft dog management policy. A number of changes were made to the draft policy as a result of the public submission process. The main change which has impacted some beaches is the definition of a restricted area. Rather than previous arrangements which had seasonal restrictions, the council determined to implement an all year round restricted area classification, which allows dogs on designated beaches 24/7, provided they remain restrained on a lead at all times. The council genuinely believes this is a better outcome than the previous arrangements. Question two, do council think consistency of signage is a relevant reason for changing the dog walking policy to restricted on Buttons Beach East? I am mindful that in everyday life, not all signage can be consistently the same. Parking times, opening hours of businesses, etc. Response, considering the designation of Pacific areas, the council were keen to ensure simplicity in the rules and therefore in the signage provided. Rather than the current summer restrictions, where dogs are not allowed on restricted beaches during Pacific times of the day, the policy has been finalised on the basis that there is no time and or seasonal restrictions being applied. If a beach is classed as restricted, it means a dog is allowed on the beach at any time of the day or year round, but importantly, it must always be restrained on a lead. Question three. After reading over 90 dot points council tabled at the last meeting, only one person was concerned about signage. Is this then relevant for council to say this is a reason for the change when the community didn't think so? The 90 dot points referred to were basically a summary of the main issues raised as part of the consultation process. So that was where we put them all down so people were aware of them. Question four, are council concerned that due to the pandemic, the community have been unable to meet with council to discuss the proposed changes face to face, and that many in our community do not feel a proper review process has been undertaken. The response, the council received 276 submissions during the consultation period. The process which was followed was similar to what it would normally do in relation to consultation on a draft policy.
Point two is public questions taken on notice, and no questions were taken from the 20th of July meeting. Move on to 10.1, minutes and notes of committees of the council and other organisations. Can I have somebody move that that be received? Thank you, Councillor Hiscott, seconded Councillor Beswick. Any queries on those minutes of other organisations and committees? No? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.2 is correspondence addressed to Mayor and councillors. Can I have somebody move that that be received, please?
So moved.
Councillor Beswick, seconded Councillor Van Rowan. Any queries? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.3 is the common seal, and there's been an updated document put in front of you. Can I have somebody move that that be received, please?
Seconded.
Thanks, Councillor Viney. Seconded, Councillor Overton. Any queries on items on the common seal? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.4 is contracts and agreements. There's a schedule there. Can I have somebody move that that be received, please? Thanks, Councillor Hiscott. Seconder, please. Councillor Carpenter. Any queries on those contracts and agreements? Councillor Hiscott.
Yes, just an explanation. I'm sure there's a reason why, but that the contract for the viola services, is that was approved, I think, in close to July last year. Is there a reason why that's only just been... the contract's only just been signed? Or we'll take it on notice?
We'll take it on notice, but I think it was purely a delay in getting all the relevant T's and dots crossed to be able to sign the document, but I'll take it on notice.
Has that caused, did they just follow through with their existing before that, or has that caused?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No worries at all. Yeah. Thank you.
Put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. Move on to 10.5, statutory determinations. There's a schedule there. Can I have somebody move that that be received, please?
So moved.
Councillor Beswick, thank you. Councillor Fuller seconded. Any queries on those determinations? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.6 is the Ulverston Showground Master Plan. There's a report there and a recommendation. Can I have somebody move the suggested resolution, please? Thanks, Councillor Hiscott. A seconder, please. Councillor Viney. Councillor Hiscott, would you like to speak to this?
It's obviously an ongoing process, and this is something that the councillors have discussed on actions from here. We need to try and get this master plan itself right, and I think that our action to just receive it but not to action any further on this until we get more information is the appropriate steps to take at the moment. I'm glad to see that the point one about supporting Slipstream's efforts to move there has been included as an action that the council is hoping to support, and you know, it may not be not sure how long it will take for that to happen, but to have that a document for them to be able to use is something, and on that and the other items that are in there, I'd support this motion. Thank you.
Speakers, Councillor Viney.
Just like to note that this is a draft master plan for the Showground precinct, and it really just expresses the views of the council for ratepayer scrutiny and opinion into the future, and in light of being a transparent government, I think it's a positive step.
Any other speakers? Councillor Beswick.
Yes, Mayor. As Councillor Viney noted, this is a draft report. I would like to encourage the next steps to involve all of the community groups that use the facility over there. I'm pleased that we're going to have a special sports and leisure centre planner come in to discuss the sports and leisure centre area. The area over there is used quite a lot, and I just want to make sure that we do get across all the various groups that use that. Thanks, Mayor.
Any other speakers? Councillor Fuller.
Thank you, Mayor. Just to point out dot point two in relation to the towers. So what this plan has allowed us to do is to work through that the issues and the options associated with the installation of the towers, and certainly we trust that the soccer club will be and other users will benefit from those towers, and we'll now be able to get that underway. So that's really good that by receiving the report tonight that will allow us to get that happening.
Councillor Hiscott, would you like to close?
It's been said, thank you,
Mayor. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.7 is Council acting as a planning scheme. Planning Authority, sorry. My page just whizzed out. Can I have somebody move that be received? Thanks, Councillor Carpenter. Councillor Fuller seconded. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.8, Councillor Carpenter is going to vacate the room. Residential subdivision at 2 and 4 Turners Avenue, Turners Beach. There's a report there and a recommended resolution. Can I have somebody move the suggested resolution?
Well, Mayor, if no one else will, I will.
Thank you, Councillor Van Rooyen. Can I have a seconder, please? Thanks, Councillor Fuller. Councillor Van Rooyen, would you like to speak to this one?
Yes, Mayor, I have a number of concerns about this development application. Under our current planning scheme, the minimum size lot is 500 square metres. One of the lots in this proposed subdivision is only 379, and as is mentioned in the report, it would not be able to satisfy dwelling density standards and site coverage. And look, I acknowledge that you could put a very small house on that block that would give you enough site coverage, but I really don't believe that is what is intended in that local area. Blocks as small as that and increased density in the area, I agree with the three objectors. And also, that's the main reason, but also other problems that have come to light today on this development that I believe that we need to knock it back, and the developers may see fit to submit another development application. Thanks, Mayor.
Thank you. Any other speakers? Councillor Hiscott.
Yeah, a bit of a tough one. These ones always are. The performance criteria 12.4.1 basically, as I understand it, reads is that the lot must be of sufficient area for the erection of a building without likely constraints or interference. And that means to me that by the council making that lot, we need to ensure that there's no interference with putting up a building or no constraints. Although I acknowledge that a small building could be put on that place, if you were to purchase that lot, your first thought would be, I have to put a small building on here, and therefore it is constrained. We have discretion as councillors, but we have to stick to the as a planning authority, but we do have to stick to the rules as they're placed on us. And unfortunately, to me, that particular clause is not met, and therefore I'm also unable to support this motion.
Any other speakers? Councillor Fuller.
Thank you, Mayor. Like the two previous speakers, I am challenged by the subminimal lot and the constraint that it would cause. Of course, we are looking at it as the creation of a subdivision, not about, you know, should a house of a particular size go on this lot. We're endorsing the creation of a subdivision, and like Councillor Van Ruin, I don't think that to approve the application as it is meets with the intent of the scheme or what it is that we're trying to achieve through our planning scheme provisions. So at this point in time, I would be supporting the recommendation that's in the agenda.
Yes, Mayor. This one, there's been a bit of a quandary for all of us over the last few days, wondering which way to go, here or there. I would encourage the applicant to consider their position. I'm going to be supporting the motion tonight. I just think the lot is probably too small for that situation. And if there's any way that it may be able to be made a little bit bigger, that they, I hope that they would reapply for that. I do take note that when the new planning scheme comes in, that it will be 450 square metres of the new lot, but then you take off the access strip off that, so it's still going to be considerably under that new the new scheme when it comes and starts. So I'll be supporting the resolution put forward tonight.
Speakers. Councillor Van Roon, would you like to close?
Just one thing, Mayor. Reference was made that the council has approved blocks, albeit they bigger than these, but still under the 500 square metres in Gumnut Place. But as it's pointed out in the report, that was before 2013 when the current planning scheme was implemented. You know, these lot sizes are put in there for a reason. And I think we should stick as close as we can to it. And 379 metres really is very small. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? The motion is carried. Somebody like to ask Councillor Carpenter to come back in, please? Point 9 is the Penguin Foreshore upgrade beach access. This also addresses the issue that we've had with the petition. So, would somebody like to move the suggested resolution? Thank you, Councillor Fuller. Seconded, Councillor Hiscott. Councillor Fuller, would you like to speak to this?
Thank you, Mayor, and it's great that we're able to see that report, have this report in tonight's agenda so that we can see clearly how it addresses the concerns of the petition. I'm someone who's always happy to receive a petition. I think it's fabulous that people take the time and the energy to put their support behind something, however that particular petition didn't comply, but we have addressed and at least provided an explanation to those people through this report. So an extensive consultation phase with the Penguin community, and even though as time passes, you know, you might attend a consultation session and look at some concept plans and put forward your ideas, and months later you go, oh, but we should have done this. Such is the nature of planning. And a big plan and a big development it is indeed that we're so fortunate to be receiving for Penguin, as we've discussed before. So whilst I appreciate the intent of those folks, I hope that through this report They'll be able to get a clear understanding of the reasons why it's not possible to keep those stairs, and that the other accesses that are being provided that will provide access to a wider variety of people to get down and enjoy the beach. So I thank the director for his report, and happy to support the conclusion that he's reached there.
Any other speakers?
Mayor, I think what the petition does highlight is that there is a lot of interest in this foreshore project in Penguin, and people do want to have input. I guess if the average Joe Blow that has signed the petition had access to the information that we've had in this report, they may not have been as keen to sign the petition, and that is the ongoing cost of maintenance and replacement eventually. As it says in the report, the lifespan of treated timber in that environment is about 15 years. So we would probably have to replace that staircase in 5 years' time at a cost of $80,000. You know, we're already spending a lot of money on that foreshore, that there'll be good ramps. And I think the ramps will serve the community better than the staircase, which really is quite steep and hard for older people or people with a disability to go up, dangerous for kids. So I go along with the recommendation.
Thank you. Any other speakers? Councillor Beswick.
Yeah, I'd concur with the other speakers. In the end, a ramp is always going to be better accessible for 99% of the people rather than stairs. And as Councillor Van Rooyen said, the lifespan of treated pine in that environment is not a long time. So to reuse those stairs and reinstall them would be, as he said, from a budgetary position, not wise. And so I think that we've come up with the conclusion that the engineering department have come up with is the right option in this instance.
Speakers? Councillor Fuller, would you like to close?
Thank you, Mayor. Just to say that I'm confident that in due course, with the completion of the project and the ramp being providing access to such a large range of people, I'm sure that the people of Penguin will embrace that design and that is what I consider to be the best outcome there.
Motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. Organisational services, there are none. Which brings us to the close of our meeting to the public.